The Iraqi army has flushed out the ISIL Takfiri terrorists from some areas in and around Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province. Government forces also advanced in an operation to regain control of Sufia, one of three villages that fell into the hands of the ISIL terrorists last week. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev says his country's economy probably shrank by 2% in the first 3 months of 2015 due to sanctions and low oil prices. If confirmed, this will be Russia's first quarterly contraction since 2009. Medvedev also said the Western sanctions are imposed over Russia's reintegration of Crimea. At least one soldier has been killed in fighting with pro-Russia forces in the east of the country. This is the first Ukrainian soldier killed following a week of shelling near the Donetsk airport. The latest death brings to 8 the number of soldiers killed since last week. South Africa is to deploy the army in the capital Johannesburg and the port city of Durban to quell anti-immigrant violence. The decision comes after 2 nights of relative quiet in both cities. Police have struggled to contain mobs that have been attacking foreigners from African countries. China has signed an initial agreement with Pakistan to construct a pipeline crucial for importing natural gas from Iran. The pipeline will start from the southern port of Gwadar to Nawab Shah district in the southwest of Pakistan. The agreement was signed during the Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Islamabad. And the United States and the Philippines are conducting a joint military exercise in the South China Sea amid growing tensions over China's recent activities in the disputed waters. The annual exercise started on Monday and is considered the biggest joint effort in 15 years. Those were latest here on Press TV.